Make us a favorite button on your browser.
If you click it, you'll go to that page.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the Internet. And now, let's return to The League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Thank you. Welcome back to The League of Dads, Talk Radio here on TalkZone.com. Before we went on break, I was telling you about the consequences about children and children at play. I was telling you about some of the reasons why a lot of individuals... I was about to tell you some of the consequences that a lot of individuals will experience. There's a movie. That movie is called The Fan. And The Fan is a movie starring Wesley Snipes and then it's starring Robert De Niro. This movie came out probably in about 1992, 1993. And this movie was about Robert De Niro, who was a fan of Wesley Snipes. In this movie, Wesley Snipes was a baseball player. And in that movie, there's a small clip in that movie where Wesley Snipes has his son, and he has a visitation with his son. And his son hurts himself. And one of the things that Wesley Snipes say in the movie is, "Are you okay? Are you okay? Look, don't tell your mother." And that is on a grand scale of how it is. What a lot of individuals don't realize and what a lot of people didn't want to factor in when I was listening to this program is the consequences that individuals now face here in 2011, the new consequences that individuals face when they are when they have their children. Long gone are the days when a child gets hurt and you go to the hospital and you see a doctor. Nowadays, in 2011, when your child gets hurt and you go and take that child to a hospital, there will be a separation of child and parent, and child services will be called. And what child services, the big brother, the mother now, the new mother, government stepping in, what they want to know is what exactly happened with the child. So back in the day when I was a kid and we played in a tree and a kid fell out of the tree and broke his or her arm, and it was healthy at that time. Those days are gone. Nowadays, when a child climbs a tree and break his or her arm, that parent has someone that they need to answer to. They can no longer say, well, I was in the house cooking while my child was out playing. Those days are gone. Those days are out the window. Nowadays, when a child hurt his or herself, you, the parent, would be held accountable for, held accountable. So what exactly are we saying to the parent if we are telling, as you see the commercials, and when we tell our parent, telling parents or telling kids to get out there and play, and then when a child gets out there and hurt his or herself, now all of a sudden that parent is now being questioned by some lame authority put into place by government to say that we now want to know what happened to this child. That agency in most places is called child services. It's child services with some type of local name where you're at. It's DIFAS up in New Jersey, here in New Jersey, excuse me. And what happens is, in most cases, like what happened in Wesley Snipes in that movie, and like what happened with an individual that was a member of the League of Dads, and what happened is he got his child back after making numerous attempts to child services to open up some type of investigation, because it just came to me that his child was hurt, sometime in the past, and he just got blown off. And I can understand what happens when you call child services and you get blown off, because what happened with me, one time I went to go get my child and her tooth was missing. And I went and took her to the hospital, and I to this day don't know what happened. I didn't get any type of explanation. But when I called child services to make a complaint about it, they actually turned it around on me. What it was, what is the relationship between you and the child's mother? So basically, depending on what you say, it is going to govern how they proceed with an investigation, if any. And those are some of the things that they didn't factor in. Those are some of the things that when I listen to a lot of programs and they talk about a lot of kids out there playing, I really can't blame no parent that don't want to send their kids out to play or don't want their kids doing any type of activity other than sports. It seems like the only waiver that a parent will have if, in fact, a child is hurt while they're playing any type of sport. But if kids are in the house playing and the kids fall down the steps, that is, you got to answer to that. If the kids are in the house and they're playing, if siblings are in the house playing and they happen to hurt, somebody happen to get hurt, then you got to go to court and you got to go to the hospital and you have to answer to why. I believe that if you spare the rod, you spoil a child. I believe that kids do need discipline. I don't believe in the timeout method. I believe that kids should be struck, but only on their backside. I don't believe that you should take a cigar side and get a switch and hit a kid on their backside. I don't believe that. I don't believe that you should get a paddle. I don't believe in it. I just believe that you should spin the kid around and smack him on their backside with your bare hand. And that's it. I don't believe in any other method other than that. Does it work? It worked on me. And till today, I don't get smart with my mom. I got word that I was talking to an individual, and I hear it all the time. One individual just recently, child told them that they're the worst mother ever. When I heard about that, that was something that was not, I could never ever imagine telling my mom that she was the worst mother ever. And what happens is when you let a child know at some point in time that in fact that child can call and make a complaint on a parent, this is one of the problems that need to be factored in when we sit back and we sit down and we get at the round table of discussion and we talk about one of the grandest problems with kids today. One of the grandest problems with kids today is there is exactly too much government involved. It's just too much government involved in raising children. If a parent gets out of hand disciplining a child, then the authorities should be called. But I have heard cases when a parent discipline their child, and the first thing the cops, when they come on the scene, they want to ask if did in fact you strike your child. The parent says yes, and the cops then take them away. And one incident that it just floored me is when the cop said, "You are not allowed to strike your child." This is where we're at. In 2011, and we've been like this for some years now. So when we talk about some of the problems that kids have, when we talk about kids being obese, when we talk about kids being obese, the problem is just that. People, we're not allowed to be parents like we want to. It's too much government in raising our children. So when you go out and about, and let me say this again, I just don't see the need for child services. I think that with child services, it's that gray area, meaning they can dictated to anything that they want. If they come to your house and they don't like you, if they come to your house and you don't respect their authority, that's something that I am good at. I don't respect authority like that. Then they're going to just say, well, you know, the child has a bruise on his or her knee. We think that you struck the child. We're going to remove the child from the home. This is child services as we know it. This is what most parents experience. Once again, if you spare the rod, you spoil the child. So should a child get out there and play? Of course a child should get out there and play. A child needs to get out there and play. But one of the things that I don't think that they factor in when a child does go out and play is the fact that when they get hurt, as a lot of parents told me, they're actually afraid of what may happen to them if their child go out and does play. Another thing that has been brought to the table, and this is the diet that a lot of kids are going through. When I was a kid, when I was in high school, I had, let's say, six classes being 20 kids apiece. Six classes, six times 20 is 120. I had, out of 120 kids, I had two overweight people in my class. That's two out of 120. Nowadays, the ratio of overweight people is a lot worse than that. We now don't do out of 100. We actually do out of 10. I believe that now there are at least 4 to 6 obese kids out of 10. That means kids that are overweight. That is a dramatic difference from 25 years ago when I was in high school. One of the reasons for that is the diet. Nowadays we have our First Lady Michelle Obama going to schools now, and she's promoting good diet. She is promoting healthier foods inside the classroom, which is good because I'm all for that. Soda in the school, and I'm a health nut, health head and everything, so I'm all for that. I was listening to a program though, basically they was talking about the snack, and they were saying that snacks are no longer permitted in schools. Not the schools are no longer to provide snacks. For example, the schools can't give out a candy bar, but what they were saying is that a child cannot bring a snack, a candy bar, into the school. So if you, the parent, decide you want to pack a lunch for your child, you must be real careful that you don't pack a candy bar in with that child's lunch because they're not allowed into a school. Now, the problem with that is it's not the school's job let's just say that there's some child out there that's allergic to peanuts. That's big. There's a child out there that's allergic to chocolate. These causes reactions that are sometimes fatal. Understood. But is it the school's job to then say to a child, you can't bring a candy bar into the school just in case another student gets a hold of it and he or she gets under attack? Are we not trusting our children to the point where they absolutely understand that he or she cannot have chocolate, as much as good as it tastes, that in fact that it may do them some harm? Is it up to the school or is it up to the parent? I personally think it's up to the parent. But do I understand why a school would say something on a grand scale that it is not allowed? Of course I do. And the reason for that is lawsuits. A lot of parents do not want to find themselves, I'm sorry, a lot of schools, that is. A lot of schools don't want to find themselves in a lawsuit. Excuse me. So what schools do is they actually would ban the chocolate, or they would ban the peanuts from coming to school in its entirety. Because, in fact, when students do go to cafeteria and they go to lunch, then in fact, yeah, then all bets is off. If a child, you know, a lot of children, despite what parents tell them, they're curious. So I personally can understand that. When I was talking to Lou Dobb, I was actually listening to Lou Dobb, and his stand on the issue was, in fact, that a child should be allowed to bring whatever he or she likes in their lunch basket. But when you're depending on how you want to look at it, as a business owner, there are a lot of liabilities, and with liabilities, you are in fact liable. And I can see some crazy attorney going after the school because of the liability. They want to make the school liable for the damages that a child suffers while at the school. I can understand that. So with that being said, it's not really too hard to see that a school in this manner would be socially conscious of what comes into the school. If they have to outlaw chocolate and outlaw candy bars, peanuts, then, you know, I understand that. They have to do what they have to do. Is it fair? Of course it's not fair. But when you have a school that probably sees at minimum, 300 students, then every day, then that is 300 times liable for something to happen. Hey, look, school's got a lot of other things that they need to worry about. And we need to stop, as society actually needs to stop putting a lot of stuff on the schools. A lot of these things actually still a liability with the parent. Like I said, we need to get a lot of government out of raising our children. And because there is a lot of government in raising our children, a lot of parents actually, they kind of exhale a sign of relief that, in fact, it's not my responsibility anymore. Yes, it is the parent's first line of responsibility when you have an overweight child. There's things that needs to happen. There are things that needs to be put in place. In fact, when that child is when that child's diet is now in question, and that child's diet is actually making him or her overweight. So, in addition to the diet, as I stated before, there's a lot of other things in play. And one of those things that are in play that people don't look at in 2011 is the food that we eat, the diet itself. We now look at the four main food groups, and we have a lot of dairy products, and we have a lot of beef, and we have a lot of foods that are now part of the diet. But we're going to take a break right now, and when we come back off a break, I'm going to get into the Just My Thoughts segment of the show, and I'm also going to tell you about some of the hidden dangers in a lot of the foods that we eat. This is the League of Dads Talk Radio here on TalkZone.com. We'll be right back.